Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today's topic is one that was requested by a follower. They asked if we would talk about how we're doing with having back-to-back seniors and just how we're processing through that and how that's been for us. And so I'm excited, Jesse, for us to dive into that because honestly, it's something that we've had some conversations about, but we haven't maybe sat down and really processed it together. So we get to do this live for people. And I think it'll be good for us to do that. And also just share kind of some of the lessons that we've learned and things that we're doing differently the second time around. But before we get to that, I have a book that I'm almost finished reading. It is a devotional that is 100 devotions. And I started at the beginning of the year and I am almost done. It's called Embraced. It's by Lisa Turkhurst, and it's 100 devotions to know God is holding you close. And my sister-in-law actually gave this to me for Christmas. It has been so good. There have been so many different quotes in it that I have loved. I'm not really usually a devotional person, but this year I decided that that was something that I wanted to do, is just every day be reading a short devotion in addition to my Bible reading and reading some encouragement from an inspirational book in the mornings when I have my Bible time. But I wanted to share two quotes from this book. God loves us too much to answer our prayers at any other time than the right time. God loves us too much to answer our prayers at any other time than the right time. Now, we could take umbrage with this to say that answering our prayers, I think we always think that answering our prayers means a yes, like he's going to give us what we're asking for. And answering can also be a no or a wait. And so I think this, in this context, it's talking about actually giving us the thing that we're asking for. Mm-hmm. But so often we think that if he would just give it to us right now, like if we just have this answer right now, that's going to just be the best time, the best thing for us. And yet God loves us too much to answer our prayers at any other time than the right time. I think so often I look back on my life and I'll see how that thing that I prayed for that I thought was really the thing that was going to make such a positive difference in my life, I can see how me not getting that thing, that prayer not being answered with a yes, actually ended up to be such a good thing because what God had was so much better. I mean, I was just thinking of, for instance, whenever you lost your job and you were looking for a job, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And it felt like every single time you would put in an application, you would make a phone call. It was like just doors slamming in our face. Yep. I mean, you couldn't even get the job throwing phone books. This was back in the day. We're dating ourselves, but it was just like this gut punch sort of thing. But I look back and I see how we got to that place of desperation, and God used it for so much good in both of our lives in such a humbling way. But also, it made us think very much outside the box. And that's when I started MoneySavingMom.com. And that has changed the trajectory of our life.
Definitely.
Like, we wouldn't be here in Tennessee, I don't believe, had I not started Money Saving Mom. And you think of like,
no, I agree with that.
Foster care and David. Like, you think of all these things that you're like, you look back and I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed that you could just get a yes, get a job, get a job, get a job. Like, God, where are you? But I look back now and see how he wanted me to get to that place where I wasn't dependent upon you getting that job, but I was saying, okay, God, what are we going to do? And then think outside the box, and then Money Saving Mom, and lo and behold, yep, had no idea what doors God was going to open through that. And then this is changing gears very much, but this quote, it was actually a question. She was talking about how our thoughts can oftentimes play tricks on us or drag us down, discourage us, and about the mind feast on what it focuses on. What consumes our thinking will be the making or breaking of our identity. But she was talking about how we can project stories on other people and situations. And she said, did someone actually say this, or am I assuming they're thinking it? If they actually said it, deal with it then. If I'm assuming it, that's unfair to them and unnecessarily damaging to me. Instead of staying anxious, I need to seek truth by seeking God and asking Him for peace. How many times have we worked ourselves up into so much anxiety? I think of just a situation a few days ago where I was projecting thoughts that people were having, attitudes that people were having that I had no idea. But because I hadn't been told otherwise, then I made up this whole story that caused me so much anxiety. And I just thought this question was really good. Did someone actually say this, or I'm assuming they are thinking it? And just giving people the benefit of the doubt and believing the best and assuming positive intent versus projecting a negative story on a situation. So anyway, that was the Embraced devotional by Lisa Turkhurst, 100 Devotions to Know God is Holding You Close. It covers a lot of different topics, but there's so many good things in it. And we will link to that in the show notes. Another thing that has been saving my life and or causing me to be very motivated when it comes to keeping our house more organized and doing decluttering is I started this Instagram account called Crystal Is Cleaning. And you're giving me a funny face.
Probably saving my life too.
Probably, yes. And I'm just going through the 10 Weeks to a More Organized Home resource. If you have not gotten that, we will link to that in the show notes. And by the way, you can use coupon code PODCAST and that will knock the price down to $9. But it's 10 weeks of just very simple projects every single day to go through your home from top to bottom. And whether you have 5 minutes or you have 15 minutes or you even have 35 minutes, like we have broken it down step by step for you in the time that you have to be able to really go through, organize, clean, declutter your home, and just have more space to breathe. So I have been taking that resource and following through with it, and every single day doing the cleaning project for that day and taking a little video and posting it on the Crystal Is Cleaning Instagram. And just that public accountability has been so good, because I have the tendency sometimes there's a lot going on and I can phone it in. You know, I can be like, yeah, it's okay. It looks pretty good. I'll move a few things around. But when I know I have to take a video and post it, then I want to make sure that there's at least some sort of difference in what I'm sharing. And it's been so good, so motivational. I've just had a lot of fun with it. And so many people are loving it as well. So if you need some motivation to keep your house, get your house more clean, to organize those spaces, to just simple daily decluttering projects, follow Crystal Is Cleaning on Instagram. And I'm also posting on my main account every day. I'll post the reel. But you can also go back through and see all the different projects. Just recently, somebody told me over the weekend they had a few extra hours and they were motivated. So they actually went back through all the cleaning projects and did a bunch of them because they had the time. So you can always go back and do some extras if you want to. So that's Crystal Is Cleaning. We'll link to that in the show notes. So back to back seniors, Jesse. I said when we started this year, it was, I think, maybe halfway through the summer. So we'd just gotten through Catherine graduating. We were getting ready to kind of launch her into college. And it hit me. We're going to be doing this all over again. And most of you probably know Caitlin is young. She's graduating young. So she's 16 and she doesn't turn 17 until June. We made the decision a number of years ago to have her test up. And so she was already a little bit young for her grade. And then she tested up and skipped a grade just because she needed to be pushed academically. Mm-hmm. And this is just what is best for her. And it's been a good decision. There have been a few challenges here and there just with, you know, everyone else is 18 and you're 16. So we're going to have a little bit of a different standard, or Everybody else had had their driver's license for 2 years before she got hers. And, you know, just there's been some things like that. But overall, we really felt like it's been the best decision for her. However, when we made that decision, we definitely were not thinking to the future of, oh,
no,
Catherine's going to graduate. And then the next year, Caitlin's going to graduate. That's a lot. Like, mm-hmm. It's a lot. And I feel like it's kind of been this emotional whiplash of we just processed through everything, got Catherine off to college, and then boom, we're right back in it because there's just so many things senior year that are good things. But it's like
time consuming.
At the school that they go to, they have a lot of different markers mm-hmm. for senior year.
I think we talked about that when Catherine graduated, about how intentional they are with the whole process. And so we're going through that again.
Yes, and it's all good, and I'm so grateful for it, but it just had felt like a lot, mm-hmm. and then to start in again, and also then you're adding in all the college things and all of that, and we're just kind of, you know, getting used to the fact that Catherine's away at college and navigating what it looks like to parent an adult child, and I use the term parent. I think it should be more to be the parent, because you don't actively parent them in right. a sense, but to be the parent of an adult child. And I think for us, there's been a lot of situations where we're like, I don't know, what do we do in this situation? I mean, just was it 2 weeks ago? She called us, Catherine called us at, I don't know, it was what, 9:30, mm-hmm. very scared. She heard something that sounded like gunshots. And then there were police that came into her neighborhood and it looked like they were doing like a search for something. And you know, she's 45 minutes away. So there's that. We had her on the phone, but it's like, what do we do in this situation? She's 19. Do we just say, we'll pray for you, call us if you need anything, or do we get in the car and go be with her? And I feel like there's just been multiple situations like that where we're learning and we're navigating and there's no handbook on how to do it. And we're just having to seek the Holy Spirit, just like when the kids are younger. It's the same thing, but I feel like it's a little bit different when they're 45 minutes away and they're adults. Mm-hmm. And you want them to have their own autonomy and seek the Lord on their own and all that, but you also want to be there for them as they need you. Mm-hmm. So we were navigating all of that, and then now we're also doing the senior thing again. And I don't know. How has it been for you, Jesse?
I've not really thought about it a whole lot, just because it is what it is. So I do think it's been easier than with Catherine, because I mean, with Catherine, we were just plowing through and new ground, something we hadn't done before. And this time it just seems like it's old hat right now. There are some different processes that the school has instituted this year that's different from last year. So that kind of threw me for a little loop as far as when we're doing certain activities. They changed the timing and all that. So it's not really been that bad, honestly. And it also helps that Caitlin is very self-driven and we've been very hands-off with her because of that. So
I would agree with you that there have been a lot of things that have been easier in the sense of we weren't prepared with Catherine. I think there were, because we just didn't know how to prepare. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't, I wish looking back, I would have cleared my schedule for all of May because I didn't realize that there were going to be so many different things and so many moments that I just wanted to be able to be present in the moment. And you know, I look back and we had some really beautiful memories and moments in May, mm-hmm. but it was more than I expected it was going to be as far as just the level of irons in the fire and mm-hmm. things that it was just all the last minute school projects and then all the stuff for graduation and then all the family coming in for graduation. And then she decided she wanted to do a big party at the last minute. And so there were just a lot of moving parts. And then it was like, oh, we need the poster board for this. And oh, you need to write a written blessing for this. And oh, you need to submit this by this time. And then, oh, she's going on senior trip. And then when she gets back, she needs this. And oh, she needs a dress for graduation. And oh, she needs to, you know, it was just a lot of different moving parts. And so this time around, I cleared May. Like, I was asked to speak at some things and do some different things, and I've just said no to everything. I've been like, no, my daughter's graduating in May. And it felt a little weird to be like that. My daughter's graduating in May, so I'm not doing anything. But that's just been nice for me to know, okay, May, we have simplified May so that I can more focus on the graduation stuff. And then we changed. I said, if you want to have a party, you absolutely may, but I don't want to do it on the same day as the graduation. Mm-hmm. That was a lesson learned last time where it was just so much to have family all come in from town, out of town, which was amazing and so kind. But then we were also prepping our house to host right. this huge party. And there was, it was a last
well,
minute
and the
sort of thing.
Of the party as well.
Because she didn't decide till 2 weeks before. So then I wanted, had to find somebody to do all the decorating and somebody to do the food. And there were just a lot of moving parts with that. And then we have three little children. And then I told my friend that I would help watch her. I think he was 11 weeks.
I'd forgotten about that.
And then David had his sleep study the same day. So it was just, and then Silas had a baseball tournament that was out of town. It was just a lot. And so this time around, I said, you absolutely can do a party, but we are not going to do it the same day. And because I really wanted, last time I wished, it was hard for me because I felt like I wanted to spend more time with family who were in from out of town, but I couldn't because of all of the other things that I needed to be doing. And Catherine loved her party. It was great. So, you know, live and learn as far as like, I just said yes to too many things and, you know, it all worked out. God worked out all the details. But yes, so this time we're, I don't think she's going to do a party. We're not 2 weeks out though, so she can change her mind, but she knows if she's going to, she's going to do it on a different day. We're going to do after the graduation, just family and maybe a few close friends come over and just do, I think she wants to do like Chipotle or something. We're going to do catered Chipotle and just, so we will have a party, but just not to the level of what Catherine's party was.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. If you've heard me talk at all over the last few years, you know that I went through a season where I had very severe seasonal allergies, and it took me a while to figure out what was triggering it, and it was debilitating. If you've ever suffered from this, I actually had my polyps got really swollen in my nose, and then I got chronic rhinitis, so I could not smell out of my nose. And not only that, but I would have these really awful headaches, the kind that just kept me from being able to enjoy my life. And I started going to an ENT, and one of the things that he recommended was Claritin D. And so for a time period, I took Claritin, and it was such a help to me. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. It works so well. I am a living testament to how well it works. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you've ever suffered from seasonal allergies, if you can relate to kind of some of the things that I have experienced and you want some relief, I highly recommend checking out Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful
for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for new to you styles. Now, I've mentioned on the podcast recently that I have been pregnant or breastfeeding for 4.5 years. And that season of my life came to a close recently. And I was like, I forgot. I can wear normal clothes again that don't need to be breastfeeding friendly or constantly changing in sizes with a postpartum body. And so now I'm left with trying to figure out, well, what do I wear? What is my style? I can't even remember, and styles have changed so much in the last few years. And so I've been having fun experimenting with different types of clothing. And I love that Armoire has allowed me to try some different styles of jeans and kind of step outside my comfort zone and figure out what I love, what works for my body type, and to not have spent money on things that I was like, actually, this doesn't work after I wore it a few times and realized I don't really like it. And so it's been a great opportunity for me to try out some new things and help me to define my personal style. And I also love that the style quiz, the different suggestions that they gave after I took the style quiz, it was right in line with what I would want to wear. And so I have just loved this service, and I would love for you to get to try it out and get a great deal. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style. armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. You know, different priorities for different girls. There were certain things, you know, for Caitlin, senior prom was a huge, huge deal. And she had a very specific vision for what she was hoping for, the dress she wanted, how she wanted it to all go down. And that was a very big deal for her. Whereas Catherine, senior prom, I don't even remember. I mean, I know we went, and because it was, they have the blessing dinner before senior prom and everything. But it just, for her, she didn't have, she's just not one that really cares as much about what dress she wears or that sort of thing. So, you know, knowing which, what is a priority, but for her, she realized having friends over for a party was a big priority to her. So yeah, I think there's been some things like that. I think also when it comes to the college stuff, I feel like it's been a lot easier the second time around, just knowing, oh, we need to fill out the FAFSA and it needs to be in by this time. And, you know, okay, here's the colleges she's going to apply to. Okay, here, she got this. She got the same scholarship that Catherine did. And so just kind of knowing what we need to do for that. And oh, she needs to sign up for orientation because she's going to go to the same school. I just feel like there's this ease of
we've already done this before, and we're just doing the same thing again, that has been very nice. And it's not like we're having to learn from scratch. Whereas with Catherine, we didn't know anything and we had to figure it all out from scratch. And so on the flip side, though, I will say there are a few things that I have barely made stuff in by the deadline because I was like, oh, I know how to do that. That'll, you know, and I then kind of forgot about it a little bit because with Catherine was like, oh, this is really important. I need to do this. Now I have gotten everything in, like the pictures that I needed to get in, the page for the yearbook, but I actually submitted the page for the yearbook. You can buy like a quote ad in the yearbook that is just pictures of your senior with a letter to them. And I needed to have Caitlin approve all of the pictures, and I just hadn't had a chance for her to approve them. Catherine wanted to be surprised, but of course, Caitlin, she was like, I don't want to read what you wrote. That's a surprise, but I need to see all the pictures. So it was literally, it was due at midnight, and it was 11:30, and I'm in her room. What about this one? No, Mom, I don't like that one. We got to find a different one. So she is actually pulling pictures for her senior ad that I'm supposed to surprise her with and putting
the
pictures.
Yeah, she would not like if we picked some pictures and put some surprises
yes.
in there.
Yes. So those are things that I know. For instance, they have where you create a trifold board for on display at the school and at graduation. And I know I already have on my list. I'm going to start that one early because last time I didn't wait. I didn't start early and it was, we very much last minuted it. So I'm going to start that one earlier. And also knowing Caitlin's going to have to prove every picture on there. So she's just going to help me with it. That's just how it's going to be. But emotionally, I feel like, you know, I know for a lot of people, their children going off to college is a really, really hard thing. I feel like we're in a very different space with having very young children still at home. So it's not like Catherine and Caitlin are it, and then we're going to be empty nesters. That would be a very different feeling.
Yeah, I can't even fathom that feeling.
So I think it's just different. It hits you differently when you're still very much actively parenting. So it's not like, oh, the years of me parenting are over with. No, we have a lot more years left. But, you know, there is this sadness of it's changing. It will never be the same. But I think there's also this excitement for what God has for the future for them. And I think for Caitlin especially, Catherine, she loved her senior year. Like, she loved her senior year at school. And there were some mixed emotions of kind of moving on because she just really loved her teachers and the people and all of that. And so she was very much like, it's going to change a lot. I think with Caitlin, I don't want to say she's survived her senior year, but I just feel like her senior year hasn't been as maybe this like amazing epic experience that for Catherine it was. It's just like, she did well her senior year and she's okay with that. It's almost done.
She did have some amazing experiences during her senior year and some good life lessons that she's learned throughout the senior year, but she's ready to move on.
Yeah. And so I think when your child is ready, I think that makes it easier in a sense. Like she's ready for her next stage of life to start and she is still... The things are a little bit up in the air. We know she's going to go to MTSU for the first year. We don't know beyond that because at this point, I feel like it's good to just, like we've seen with Catherine, kind of take that first year, get that first year under your belt and figure out, okay, what is it that God is calling me to for the future? Where is my natural bent? And I think actually taking some classes in those areas that you're really interested in. For Catherine, that's been very clarifying. And so with Caitlin, she's the type that she would want to have it all planned out.
Yes. You know?
And we've just really encouraged her, let's just focus on the next year. And so I think that's been good for her. I think that that's hard for her because she wants to, I mean, even last night we were talking about kind of, she has a vision for her future and she has some big plans and things, but it's, she doesn't have them set in stone. And I think right. it's been really good for her, honestly, to sit in the space of not knowing and be okay with that. Like mm-hmm. to be content in that space of she doesn't have it all figured out right now. Because there are just some different things that have come up in the last few months that have just kind of thrown some wonderful but unexpected changes, possibilities for the future. And I think that so it's been good for her to not have it all figured out and to sit in that space of, I'm just going to do the next thing. I'm going to do the next right thing. And so that's been good. And at this point, she was going to be moving in and living with Catherine. We're not completely sure now. She may still live at home. She's, you know, with Catherine, we had told her, we said, you can live in the house that we got. You can be there part-time. You can be there full-time. You can be there just a few, you know, like a night a week. You can just have it as like a place to go crash during the day, whatever works for you. And she ended up pretty quickly deciding that she wanted to live there full-time, which has been great for her. But Caitlin, we've said the same thing to her and she's undecided. And so we'll see. And I think sometimes it's just more about starting in and not making this big plan of how you think it's going to go. Start in and see how it actually shakes out and then decide what is best based upon that. But she really loves her job. She's coaching with ice skating. She's getting to coach the little children in the Learn to Skate program. And she just loves that. And I know she'd love to continue doing that. And then her other job that she just really loves as well. And so we'll just see. We'll see what God has for her and for her future. But I think it's just been really sweet to be able to sit on the sidelines mm-hmm. and watch our girls growing wings and flying into adulthood, you know, and there are some hiccups along the way. We're learning, they're learning, mm-hmm. and we've made some mistakes along the way and we've learned from them. But overall, just I'm just excited for them.
Yeah, I agree. To me, it's the logical next step. So
I guess the long and short answer of having back-to-back seniors, there are some challenges and there are some good things. Like I think if you wait 3 years in between, probably a lot of things change in that time frame. And so you'd have to relearn a lot of things. I think by the time Silas is doing this, it's going to be a whole different experience mm-hmm. because probably so much will have changed. And also he's going to be likely going to a different school and just, you know, he has
a different path
that he's pursuing right now. And so I think there's been a gift for them to have this kind of something that they're sharing together also of so closely, you know, tied to. She just graduated and now she's graduating. And so Catherine's been able to give Caitlin a lot of pointers mm-hmm. and a lot of, make sure you do this or, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And so I think that's been really sweet as well for them to kind of be sharing this together. And they're excited to be going to the same school. And I just am excited for them. And I think I don't regret at all that we had her graduate when we did, although there's this part of me that's like, it meant that we got a little less time with her, like not in college yet. You know, mm-hmm. There's this part of me that Silas, we had made the decision for him to be quote unquote held back because that was just, we decided that was the best thing for him years ago. And we've continued to feel like every year that's the right thing. So he'll be graduating when he's just turned 19. And there's this part of me.
It's hard to believe because all of them are like a year and a half apart to almost 2 years.
Yeah. And like how far? Silas and Caitlin are 23 months apart. And then Catherine and Caitlin are 2.5 years apart. So.
Okay.
Similar, but yeah. And then they're graduating at such different times.
It's just weird. Yes. Yeah.
But I think that that's going to be the best thing for Silas and sports wise and all of that. I just think. But there's this part of me also, because I have a feeling that once he graduates, he will be going off to college. Like I just mm-hmm. have that feeling. Who knows? We'll see what God has. But I think there's that beautiful thing of like knowing, okay, well, at least I get to have him until he's 19. And then, you know, So I think that will be a different experience, because with Catherine, yes, she went off to college, but it's 45 minutes away and we see her regularly. We can go visit her. Caitlin, I feel like it's going to be a similar thing. And so we've never actually done the, like, you know, send them away to college and maybe they're, who knows where he's going to end up. But I think that's going to be a whole new ballpark if he's, you know, 6 hours away or something like that. So we'll see what that has. But right now, just focusing on today, embracing these last few weeks with Caitlin in high school and gearing up for the fact that Silas is starting high school next year.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.